Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap. For the past 2 weeks, I've messed up the dates.
Oh.
I messed up a Monday and a Friday date. So this week it was.
I thought you were going to say Friday. And I was like, oh, Friday. New words.
The Friday. You could do that with any.
I know, but days it was just really cute because Friday.
No. So this recap is for November 22nd, 23rd, 24th, because we did not have an episode on the 25th, which. We forgot to say Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Oops.
So hope you had a good one. And there was football on the 26th, which again, not sure why.
Right. Because we normally have one on Friday, right?
I think so. I feel like we have this conversation every year.
Every year.
I don't
okay.
know.
All right. Well, I watched Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I was like, oh, I'm caught up because I can't watch Friday yep. until later. And then no Friday.
Yeah. So it was a nice, short, easy week.
So we didn't have a Friday.
We did not have a Friday. Quick, what was I thinking? A new segment. Wes Ramsey is only 6'2". My husband's 6'4". Why am I thinking that Wes Ramsey is so tall?
I don't know.
Is it just in comparison to all the other guys?
People, yes.
Because he does look. I was expecting when I looked it up, I thought he was going to be listed as at least like 6'5".
I think the other guys are just short. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me. I mean,
nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying I think most of them are at the 5'11". 6 foot mark. So
quite
he does
possibly.
Seem
yeah.
taller.
Yeah.
I mean, he is taller. That's how numbers work.
I mean, that's also not a short man, but I was just, when I was listening back, I was like, how tall is he? I want to know. And I'm like, oh, 2 inches shorter than my husband and like an inch taller than my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brianna Henry's pregnant.
I know. I'm so happy for her.
So that might explain why she left.
Beautiful.
And she even said like she wasn't going to announce or like she was struggling with announcing or something along mm-hmm. those lines. But beautiful shot on Instagram.
God.
Beautiful belly.
How come I never looked like that when I was pregnant? Come on.
It's all about the angle.
All right. I feel like I couldn't take a picture of that pretty now. Not.
I mean, I'm
pregnant.
Sure that she looks that beautiful, but. I mean, it is a beautifully taken photo.
Yes.
And speaking of people leaving, we all know at this point, Ingo and Steve, Jackson, Jason are done. I don't think we've seen Jason's last we'll get into the storyline, but I don't know if that was his last air date.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we've never commented on why other people have left to begin with.
Right. We don't want to get into that conversation because our opinions don't really matter. At that point.
And Steve talked about it on his own podcast with Bradford. And it was nice because they disagreed. And they're still friends.
Wow. How do you do that?
I know. And Ingo he released a video a couple weeks ago. So I missed everything that became the explosion.
Okay.
I did not go digging for it.
No.
And I was just like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see the original post. Didn't see whatever. He does have the video on Instagram. In which he says that he will come back and comment on all the other things GH.
There you go.
So if you need to have an update, he has his own social media. And on a, James Patrick Stewart read Winnie the Pooh on Friday's Instagram TV.
Do you ever say his name without the,
it just made me so happy. I had a rough day Friday and I'm not going to get into it during reality check. It was just a weird, bad day.
It's growing pains. That's the way to describe it.
And it ended with James Patrick Stewart ringing.
Wow.
Reading Winnie the Pooh on Instagram. And I was just like, this makes everything better. Because he did voices and he did Pooh's little song as he floated up
the
honey
bloom.
Tree.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Is Winnie the Pooh your favorite character of Winnie the Pooh?
Nope. Who do you think my favorite character is?
Tigger.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Eeyore.
That's my favorite. That can't be your favorite.
No,
we can't be the same there.
Why?
You'd have to pick a different one. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised Tigger's not yours.
Mm. No, my best friend, well, she's still my best friend, but my best friend all through high school, her favorite was Winnie the Pooh, like from the time she was a kid. So her whole room had Winnie the Pooh even into high school and stuff. And I was like, I think Winnie the Pooh is dumb. He is not exciting. But Eeyore has like character because he shows the range of emotions.
Yes.
And all of that. And she was like, you're so depressing. And I was like, I'm not depressing. Well, I just, he's my character. So I had like the Eeyore watch and the Eeyore shirts and all that kind of stuff back.
Whenever. Look at us still discovering stuff about each other 10 years later, 9 years later.
Back when the Disney store was in the mall. Like, yes. I could buy all that stuff.
Yes. Yep. But we can both like Eeyore. It's okay.
I feel like that makes it sound like we're both really depressed. But okay.
That's part of why I like Eeyore, though. He didn't have to be all happy.
Right. He was comfortable being himself.
Yes. And everyone loved him.
Yes.
So where do you want to get started? Because I kind of just opened up a lot of doors.
Pick one. I'll walk through with you.
Let's just get it done and over with. Jax is going back to take care of business in Australia.
I did not like that he asked Carly if Jocelyn had told her. Because even with somewhat adult kids like Jocelyn is, I feel like that should have been something that Carly knew first, and then he told Jocelyn.
Carly said they are not friends anymore.
Ouch. It's the truth.
I know, but
you recorded me in my own house.
I know. Anymore. I'm not disagreeing with it, but she said it.
That's really, they're not friends anymore, but I feel like they are still good co-parents together and that he should have given her the heads up, even if not necessarily before Joss, but like after Joss left. We didn't see him tell her.
Yeah, we haven't seen Joss. But yeah.
I don't know.
That's sad. Call. We didn't get that final scene between them.
That is.
But okay.
She's off being a college student. Sorry. It's just a phone call.
True, true, true. And my clipboard really close to me because my cat is like sitting on my lap.
You're being a good clipboard holder.
Yep. Thanks. And Jason's under the rubble. Is he going to come out? I don't know. Ew. Britt implying that Maxie and the kids were not worth it, though?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Take? I was like, no, Britt, you don't think that.
You're not allowed to say you think that.
I'm not saying the character that we have known so far.
Right. Right. She loves James. So she definitely would love.
I was not a fan of that line.
No.
Yeah. That was just slightly upsetting to me.
I like that they reminded Obrecht to call Scott because he was so worried about her.
Yes, yes,
that was adorable.
Oh, and Liesl being like, oh, I don't have my medical license. I'll,
right, exactly.
I'll inject you.
Hand me a syringe. I don't have my medical license. Yep.
Is Peter gone again? Is that what we are being led to believe, is that he got the phone from the guard
but
and is gone?
Three guards are standing over him with their guns drawn, like they're not gonna let him go. But how did he get the phone? I don't know what they're trying to do. That's the conversation he was having with the guard. I felt was he's buying them off, but then they were still guarding him. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either.
We cannot let him go again. We can't.
No,
like I'm tired of seeing him escape and come back and escape and come back.
Right.
Just take him to GH, do your medical stuff, throw him in jail, and let's be done with this.
Yes. I was glad that it was Anna and Robert getting Peter, though.
Yes.
But again,
not if they let him go. I didn't understand that. Yeah. Why did either one of them let him out of their sight?
I don't know.
You've already seen he's paid off how many guards, and you're going to let him go with someone that's not you? No. And poor Maxie getting that phone call. And thinking that soon everything can come to light, and no. It's just going to be worse when Peter gets there. You can't tell the truth. Everyone has to be quiet still. Oh, and Chase in the shower. We could have more scenes than that.
I did like, though, when Maxie walked into the chapel and Brooklyn's like,
is this
you can say anything. You can say anything in front of Chase. And Maxie's like, well, what does he know? And he says, and she's like, yeah, so that's everything.
I liked that he said, I think it was him that said, is this really where we should be having these conversations?
Yes, it was chapel. Good and detective like, work.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then she said something about it being non-denominational. That doesn't mean anything.
Right. It's still a church.
Yeah, it's chapel, still a chapel. Whatever.
Yeah.
Non-denominational does not mean
atheist. It just means.
I don't feel like you should be having those conversations in public.
True.
Period.
True.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Chase was cute with that. Like, should this conversation really happen here?
I totally believed when Chase said, I will never forgive you. I thought that he was like really threatening Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, when he scowled at the beginning of the week, I was like, oh yeah, he's mad that he even got
pulled into this.
Yep.
Yep. They're going to be so cute together.
I was so glad that she was like, seriously, you need to figure out right now if you're going to back out of this because you don't realize what you just did to yourself.
Right. You're going to have a lot of people upset. I couldn't believe that Valentine thought that he knew from the beginning. That Chase knew from the beginning that Chase was the dad and was just letting him use his baby, letting Brooklyn use his baby to get shares. Yeah. Chase would not do that.
No. But Valentine.
Did you want to crawl through the TV and comfort him? Oh my
goodness. Curling up and just like going AMA. Ooh, epiphany. Here, was that quick enough for you? Throwing down the forms.
Yeah.
I liked that. Nina just needs to tell him.
Right. By the way, I know. It's okay.
Like, let Nina, what did we just learn from this Sunny situation?
What was it last week? About the truth. That conversation that her and Maxie had about the truth coming out, but no, it doesn't need to come out. And I like laughed at their comment. Yeah,
because she was like, you know that Valentine would help you.
Yes.
Well, and then he's like, this is what I get for doing what I did to you with Sasha.
Yes. I mean, you can't argue with that logic. Can't argue.
No, but
are they going to make their baby die?
Sasha and Brando?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Please don't. Please don't. They were so happy.
I'm very glad that Maxie was able to comfort Brando, though, and was like, you just need to go see your baby.
Right. You know, be okay.
I'm glad that Sasha kind of like shoved him out of the room. Like,
yes.
One of us has to go be with him. You need to go.
And how cute Epiphany was. He was like, can I touch him? I don't know. And Epiphany was like, yes, go ahead. Oh, you're like, okay.
I like her narrating over. She's like, if you need anything, I'll be right here.
I love Epiphany.
But poor Sasha. I mean, and not for nothing, poor Sophia Mattson.
Right.
She's a new mom.
Yes, the emotions. I'm surprised she wasn't just a blubbering mess through the entire scene.
I am pretty sure that that was all real.
Oh heck yeah.
I had to give, after my daughter was born, the week after, I was still in college, and I was in a debate class. Or not debate, it was public speaking. And we were doing something about, and we wound up talking about child abuse, and I bawled like through the presentation, and my teacher said, he's like, I'm going to forgive the fact that you just cried through that because you just had a baby. He's like, so don't do that again.
Right.
Although he was also the teacher that I only missed one class. I had my daughter on a Wednesday night. I only had class Monday through Thursday. So I missed my Thursday classes. And I was back in class on Monday because I had my speech.
Yeah.
Because I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, you know, wearing all my baggy stuff.
Right.
And he's like, did you have the baby? I was like, yeah. And some girl in my class was like, she needs extra credit. I said, no. I said, I signed up for class knowing full well that I was 9 months pregnant.
Right.
I'm like, don't give me extra credit. And he's like, okay. I said, well, can you not count that absence? Because if you miss two classes, then you like your grade started to be affected.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I need a doctor's excuse. And just thought that he was so funny. He was. He was probably one of my favorite teachers, though. But I could not imagine having to act. Well, it's Courtney Cox. I think she miscarried right before, like, the episode right before they filmed when Rachel had the baby.
Oh, my gosh. On
Friends. Like, I cannot imagine having to. It was one thing. I was in a classroom with, like, 10 other people. You know, it was a small class. Being on a public stage like that.
Mm-mm. Nope. I could not. No, I couldn't be around anyone. When I had the last miscarriage, it was at 19 weeks, and I miscarried on Friday, and on Sunday it was the baby shower for the mom that had the twins.
Oh.
And I was like, can I just drop the kids off? Like,
yeah,
I cannot show up and be like, I mean, I was super happy for her, and I love her kids like they're my own, but no.
No.
So I couldn't imagine the emotions that she's feeling. Luckily, she has a healthy baby at home, but still.
Yeah.
Trying to even think about those feelings. Ugh.
This was a hard week. In 3 days, they really messed with our emotions.
They did. But they ended it good. That was a good cliffhanger. Not cliffhanger, but you knew who was going to be at the door after Sam and Dante watched the parade. And I like Scout totally sticking up for herself. I like baseball too.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
One, why have we never had the Wyndham's Day parade before? Have we?
Yeah.
Love that idea.
I think they've had it before, but I don't think that we've seen it.
Did you notice that there's a lot more light coming through the windows in the penthouse now? Okay. I pay a lot to symbolism. I pay a lot of attention to symbolism. I'm sorry. I just thought that was like, it was always so dark before, but now there's all this light coming in the windows. She also could have just moved the curtains because they were out on the balcony. I don't know.
That's kind of what I figured, because I'm assuming that it's the same glass. I'm assuming that glass is bulletproof, and you wouldn't not make it bulletproof with Jason Kidd living there.
True.
So, yeah. But I liked that they watched the parade together. I still felt so weird though when he walked up behind her and she like leaned up and looked at him all lovingly and they were talking about next time. I was like, that's kind of sort of your brother. Stop.
Well, that's the thing that she, when Dante told her about Leo, it was like he wasn't her brother too.
Right.
It was like, I'm sorry about that for your brother. Or for, she did say she was sorry and we're not gonna, there's nothing to be sorry about.
Right.
If it was in reference to Leo. But a lot of people also just don't know what to say.
Right.
And that is kind of the go-to.
Maybe it's more, I'm sorry that Olivia has to process exactly. all of that.
He was also talking about Olivia. So right. was Olivia having a hard time? Is that what she was saying I'm sorry to?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because let's give her that benefit of the doubt.
Because she immediately followed up with about Danny.
Yes.
Which was her other brother.
Mm-hmm. She has lots of brothers.
We should talk about him sometime.
Yes.
Because that's her son Danny's namesake is yes. her brother Danny. And he had, and I like that she said, she's like, it wasn't necessarily autism. It was an intellectual disability,
mm-hmm.
but
a lot of she understands
yes. that, you know, there are challenges that come with
mm-hmm.
that. But I just felt like it was weird. Like she was not acknowledging that it was her brother too, that he is her brother too.
Yeah, because the whole situation's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
The kids are adorable. You can throw the kids together on play dates all day, every day. Adorable.
We have a new Danny and Rocco.
Yes. They look so old.
They do.
So old.
And I feel like they're trying to make... It's still Ella, though.
It is still
so
Ella.
So we were all worried that...
Yes.
Because they were changing her age. Do you think they were doing the pigtails to try to make her look 4? Because she'll be 5 in February, in case you did not hear that 20 times over the past... however long.
I think that her looks have changed. She doesn't have that baby face as much, so they can just play her up.
Then they need to age up Scout. How they already had.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they're de-aging her with the same actress. Unaging, de-aging, what are we doing?
I feel like if we're aging the boys, I don't know if we age the boys, actually. I don't know
what I don't know. Saying.
But she definitely looked older.
Than the 4 going to be 5 in February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because she said, is. She has been.
Yeah, I would have said that she was like close to Madeline's age, like 7.
Yeah, that's how old Ella is.
Well, imagine that she
Ella looks like her age,
7-year-old. Oh my, she's so cute though. I think I say that every show, but she is. Every time she comes on screen, I'm like,
she has a little cherub face.
Yes,
and that's the thing. And those eyes are just like they posted a picture of her when she was. A baby
mm-hmm.
on Instagram the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Like those eyes are just, they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful.
I think that's why I love whenever she speaks up so much though. Cause she has that perfect like little girl look. And then she's like, oh wait, I'll call you out. I'll tell you. Don't talk about yep. me. Like, I don't know.
Yep.
Anyway. So yeah, we ended Wednesday with knock, knock on the door. Oh look, it's Drew. He shouldn't know it was going to be.
Of course.
How did he get back to Port Charles so quickly?
They took the plane.
It feels like it took him 5 seconds to get home.
I don't know. But he did remember about the other prisoner.
Yes. Yes. That was exciting.
So thank you.
Did you find the other woman? Yeah. Still didn't get any clues as to who that is. But no. Yes.
It has to be Hayden, right?
I would think so because of Nicholas working so closely with Victor. It would only make sense to be like, hey, to make this plan work, can you throw this chick in one of your cells too?
Yeah. Like, don't worry, I'm banishing her from Port Charles, but I don't want her to ever come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It only makes sense also because you know that they like to wait until someone's in a relationship to bring back their lost love.
Yes.
So now that Finn and Elizabeth are heating up a little, she's going to have to pop.
Are they? Are they heating up?
I mean, they're pretending like they're heating up. I don't particularly. I like Elizabeth with him because it feels... honest, like she's struggling with the Franco died, but I do like you in that part of it. I don't like right. him with her because okay. I feel like he's still in love with Hayden, and that's obvious. And I think
and Anna,
nope. I don't feel like him and Anna were ever that amazing. Anna and Valentine, I like that.
I love them.
That is where it's at.
See, I don't get stuck on them. Certain people I really like with, I'm okay with them moving on.
Glad they have your permission.
Yes.
Anything else? We were all over the place again in this 3 days and we traveled around.
Olivia apologizing to Austin.
Yes.
Loved.
Yes. And I loved his honest reaction too when she's like, can I talk to you? And he's like, no, I don't want to talk to any of you. No.
I loved it. I loved it. Loved it.
No, no, no. You can't. Sorry. Yeah. That was a good apology. And then she kept asking for help. Like, where do I go from here?
I hope that they show how honestly difficult it is to get services in place.
I hope so too.
Because guess what, guys? If Leo somehow has everything set up by the end of 2021, 100% unrealistic. Remember how long it took to find out that Michael was Wiley's dad?
Right.
It takes longer than that.
But maybe.
In most cases.
Maybe they have the excuse that they have money.
Oh, gosh. Then we can. But that doesn't matter because it's still. Okay, at least in Pennsylvania, everything is still state regulated and you have to go through the state for these services. So it doesn't matter if you have money or not.
That is true. That's
unless
how
you
it
can
is.
Pay for private, unless you can pay for private, which they obviously can.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's how they're going to excuse it away.
Well, I hope they at least acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And say, I can't believe how ridiculous it is to get services.
Maybe they'll try to go the normal way. And then once it gets all caught up, they'll be like, you know what? We can just pay for this person. We'll fly them in from wherever and get it done. But at least see the struggle.
Yep. Does this mean that we're done with Yuri?
I'm sorry. Monica's going to be very sad.
I don't think Monica even knows.
She's going to be
very sad. I think Yuri's going to be sad.
Maybe they can just hire him.
No, that's right. She had that smirk. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She knew what he was looking at.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they can hire him as something else for the Quartermains. They are short on staff.
He could be their butler.
They are so short on staff.
Yes. Well, he could still be... Well, he's not going to be Brooklyn's bodyguard.
Maybe they need someone extra to help with Leo now.
Here's why Nina needs to tell Valentine.
There you go.
Because that baby still needs protected.
Absolutely.
And, yep.
There you go.
Yep. Chase told Finn.
Right. Finn was like, well, you're who, what?
Well, and I love that it wasn't, oh, your friend. It's, oh, Tracy's granddaughter. Because Tracy and Finn are friends.
Oh, they are. They are. So cute.
And she should be... coming around soon.
Mm-hmm.
If the past few years have been any indication.
I think that's what I was disappointed with, that we didn't have Friday. Was because you saw the leading up to Thanksgiving, but we didn't see Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah.
I want to know if they got pizza still.
Right. And I guess they're going over to Portia's for Thanksgiving. Why don't they do hospital Thanksgiving in the... I mean, workplaces do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's... I donated for our friend's husband's... He's a medic. And they got catered dinner. And... it's not hot. It's in chafing dishes all day.
Right.
None of them were even around when it was delivered because guess where they were? But yeah, I don't know. Do you think that they're going to have the baby die? I know we already talked about that.
I think I'm torn.
Oh, we didn't talk about Sunny and Carly being so sweet to Gladys. As soon as they realized that something was wrong.
Yes.
I mean, Carly, she's a force to be reckoned with, but she does care.
She does care.
At least in this instance.
Right. For this minute. No, I'm torn. I'm torn with my feelings on the baby because in one way, I think this would be a great opportunity to show like what we're talking about from the beginning. If now the baby has special needs because he was oxygen deprived, to show us the steps of what that entails and then bonding and the arguments that they're going to have over what type of treatment to get and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, I also feel like, can we just have a baby that's fine from the very beginning?
Yeah. Well, and at the same time, when Donna was born with spina bifida.
Right. We haven't followed
up
with that.
We haven't followed at all.
They made one comment about her sitting up or her walking or something and like how that was on course and good job or whatever. But they have not followed
it. I do wonder how much of that was COVID related just because Donna was born in September 2019. So we missed her second birthday. Sorry, Donna. You don't get birthdays either. You can go hang out with James. They're gonna get together later in life.
Are they?
James and Donna. They're gonna be like, what is this birthday thing you're talking about? People celebrate the day you were born? What? You get cake? Why didn't I get that growing up?
They'll have birthday parties for each other and that'll be what makes them fall in love.
Yes.
You planned a whole party for me? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Okay, so future shipping James and Donna, Jonna.
Oh my
god. Dames. Or dames. I don't know. Either way.
You have a couple years to decide.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. They touched on it this week when Carly was like, I remember being so scared when Donna was born.
Right.
But then they were like, but we got through it. No.
No, it's hard.
That's a...
Right, exactly. If they're going to actually use the storyline to teach us something, then okay, have him have whatever complications. But if not, then can we just, he made it through, he recovered, he had to stay in the NICU for a couple extra weeks, and now everything's fine, right, and let's move on.
Right. I did like that Liz repeatedly reassured Sasha, there is absolutely nothing you did.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a good, they're just going to keep reminding her.
Right.
She did not do anything, because she was going over every last minute. She's like, well, when I felt this pain, I should have done this. And they're like, you probably know. Like, that's,
yeah.
And us as parents, we just do that all the time anyway. So telling us that is...
That's how it is to be a parent.
Yeah.
But I guess with that, we can go into a... reality check.
Mine was good. I mean, I feel like it was everybody's normal holiday week. We went to Dave and Buster's Wednesday night, and the kids always like that, and we had a nice time. Thursday, I made the turkey and I didn't ruin it.
Yay!
And I took it over to my mom's and we did dinner there, and my brother had his daughter, and my kids were with, well, my girls were with their dad. Matt stayed with us. Ryan's dad came, and it was so cute because Ryan's dad came, and he doesn't have a lot of interaction with older people. He lives by himself and like basically just visits with his kids here and there. So him having like a whole audience to listen to his stories, he started telling stories about when he worked here and he worked there and how he did this at the machinist factory, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I talked to my mom yesterday and she was like, it was so nice to hear stories from somebody that like was around the same time I was around. Like, aww. I remember this. I remember that. So now that's, I have nice. To like set up play dates between my mom and Ryan's dad so that they can reminisce about all this stuff. I have no idea what they're talking
what
about.
If they start dating?
No. No. We're just going to say no. Anyway, they can be friends. No. Yeah. So that was that. And then the rest of the weekend, I just had a total lazy weekend because the kids weren't there. And so
nice.
I caught up on my GH and did my homework for the 411, just laying in my bed, all snuggled up. All the little kittens were around me. And I was like, this is the best.
Aw.
So poor Ryan had to work Friday. And I was like, see ya. So, yeah, that was it. Pretty boring, but it was so nice and quiet. My house was so quiet with no kids home. It was amazing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Had some you time.
Yes.
Nice. I like this time of year. I like how things start to slow down. And it's like days just feel like they get longer because you don't necessarily have to be running all over the
they
place.
They feel like they get longer, but they feel like you're up so much later. It was
like
5 o'clock yesterday. And I'm like, man, is it like 11? It was so dark outside.
Yes.
I can't deal with that. And then especially with it snowing, it was flurrying last night. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was midnight, I swear, at like 7 o'clock.
When we went to the movies yesterday afternoon for the 1:40 show. So it's like when we got out and got home, it was like an hour later, it was dark. And I'm like, it's only 5 o'clock. But my son came home from school on Tuesday. And so he just left right before we started recording because where he goes to school is having lake effect snow starting in about an hour. And they're scheduled to get like between 6 to 9 inches in a very short period of time. So I was like, I love you, but you need to go.
Right. You're such a good mom though. Cause I know you would have liked to have held on to him.
Absolutely.
For a few more hours, days, weeks.
He'll be home in 2 weeks though. This was the longest that he's been home since August.
Yeah.
So that was fun, but we saw the new Ghostbusters movie yesterday and
that I thought you saw on Wednesday.
I know.
Go ahead.
But my daughter said that she didn't remember them. So we, Tuesday night, we watched the first one. Wednesday night, we watched the second one. Thursday, we went over to my brother-in-law's for Thanksgiving. So my husband's parents go, my sister-in-law's parents go, and then like all four grandkids. But then for the first time, my brother's sister and her family came over later for around dessert time. So they were only there for probably like an hour, but typically they don't. So, cause they typically spend his family. So it was nice. They stopped over too. So we got to see everyone in one day and had a crazy Friday. And then Saturday I slept in. That was nice. Okay. I stayed in bed because I forgot to turn off my alarm.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So that happened. But yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife was pretty good. I'm not going to do any spoilers, but I laughed. I cried.
Oh, geez.
I thought it was, I will say, I'm not sure how I feel if they continue.
Okay.
With like the new generation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I feel like it was a good ending.
Okay.
I thought it was, you know how like growing up, we were always like, but we need another one. We need another one.
Yeah.
I felt like this was the other one.
Okay. Well, then that means it did a good job.
Yeah. But then, oh, if you do go see it, we did not see, there are two credit sequences. We saw the first one and left.
Oh.
And then because I like to Google things and see what I missed. And I found out that we missed a second sequence, like a credit sequence. So I watched that on YouTube. Thank you, bootleggers, for allowing me to see that. Don't do that.
No, that is so wrong.
It is, but I'm just saying, don't do that. But I got to see the second sequence and I was like, it kind of opens it up for a future.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
Well, I'm glad it was good.
Yes.
Cause I'm going to have to go see it also. So. Yes.
You've heard it here, folks. Amanda's going to watch a movie.
Really? Really? I've seen the first one. I'm sure I've seen the second one at some point in time.
I can tell you, you don't necessarily have to have seen the second one to see.
Okay. Because I've seen the first one like within the past couple months because Madeline wanted to watch it. So
the second one, there are references to, but you won't.
I won't be lost if I haven't seen
it. No. Okay. No. I mean, they are so minute that. Yeah, absolutely. You could just watch the first one and be fine.
Well, thank you for saving me from having to watch the second one.
Exactly.
Boom.
So join us on Thursday as we continue part 8 of Alan Quartermain.
But this is where you're really going to start falling in love with him finally. And if you don't, you just have like no heart because he is so, with Emily.
Yes. It starts.
It starts.
It starts. So join us on Thursday as we talk about Alan Quartermain.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.